We're talking with Aaron Cook of Saluki Basketball. Aaron, reflecting on the past year, what are some of the things you maybe wish you could have done better last season?
I felt like, you know, we had a lot of things that we could have worked on last year as far as team goes. I think we could have been more team oriented, had a lot of more chemistry with all the guys that were here. I think we can do a better job of that this year, though.
At the Valley Tournament, you guys lost a close one to eventual champions Northern Iowa. Such a senior-rich team, you guys fall into kind of a more youthful team. What were the feelings in the locker room after that?
It was just depression, basically. Everybody was upset. You know, it was a game that we should have won. We were up one with 40 seconds left to go. It's a game we just got to finish out. But, you know, it's something we're building on. I feel like this year we're going to have another chance to make it back to that same place and hopefully win it this time.
Did Coach Hinson's resignation catch you by surprise?
I felt like I knew that it was coming. I was hoping that we could win the tournament for him and hopefully get him another year or so. But, you know, it just didn't work out in our favor. But, you know, I still appreciate everything he did for me. He recruited me here. He gave me a chance to play Division I basketball. So I appreciate everything that Coach Hinson and his staff did for me.
I'm sure you heard the whispers maybe of, you know, Brian Mullins might be the next coach here once Coach Hinson had put his resignation in. What did you know about him before he came here?
I just heard that he was a winner. I heard he was a lockdown defender. You know, I heard that he was very similar to some of the guys that we have on this team, including myself and Eric McGill. So I just was excited to hear that he was a point guard coming in to hopefully change some things around, get some wins on the board for us.
Now that you've been able to work with him, what do you think about him?
I love it. So far, everything's been great. You know, the staff has been great. Everybody's been buying into the process, so I feel like we're doing a really good job of buying into what they have to offer, and we're just gonna make a run this year.
Talking about that process some, I guess, what's different from last year looking at the coaching staffs?
I'm not sure. I mean, other than, like, you know, they're younger. they're a younger group. I mean, we had coaches with energy last year. You know, I feel like these coaches bring the same thing. I feel like they're very similar in the same goals, and I think that both of them wanted the same things. You know, it's just a few tweaks, different terminology, methods, and all that kind of things. And that's the only thing I think that's different.
I guess without giving away trade secrets so much, how different is this team going to be compared to last year?
It's going to be very different. I think we're going to play a much more high pace, up and down type of game. I feel like there's going to be a lot of movement in the offense, and there's going to be a lot of intensity on defense. So I think that going forward, we're going to be really good.
Day one, Coach was introduced here. He was talking about you and Eric both coming into the office, talking with him, and how you guys really wanted to improve both as individuals and as a team. But aside from that, how important is it for you guys to leave a legacy here at the dawn of a new era?
It's huge. You know, like you said, it's a new era, and I feel like that me and Eric can be the first ones to bring back the basketball that Southern Illinois is so used to. And I hope that we can do that for this school and for these fans.
Plenty of new faces on the team now. Who are you most excited to work with?
Everybody's been great so far. Honestly, everybody's been working hard. Everybody has a lot of energy. Everybody wants to win. And, you know, I feel like it's like you said, a new era again. And it's just everybody's so focused in on one goal. And I think that's the biggest thing. But I'm excited to work with everyone.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yep, thank you.